John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, October 28th, and we are almost at the end of the month. Queen, what is going on? What's happening?
Chilling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. It's the last week. The last Wednesday
last week,
of October. Child, chilling. Look, working, you know, always trying to find something new, a new idea, new invention, something. Something. You know, it's always brain always working over here.
That's right. You're never supposed to slow down.
Nope.
So it's been a wonderful week so far. It's been a busy week. I can say that today. I felt really bad today. So I actually did not go to work. I took a mental day and rested all day long. I really rested. I have no complaints about it, and I feel good about it because I have been missing sleep. And this past weekend, we were going, and I thought, like, dang, Sunday night I'm going to get some good rest. Monday morning when I woke up to get ready for work, I was exhausted, like mentally, completely exhausted. And I pushed through Monday, and I pushed through Tuesday. But this morning my body would not let me get up and do anything else. And between that, my sinus has been draining. So I was like, oh, okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and take this day and relax, put the show together, because I didn't put the show together last night. I was too tired. And it was just, so I said, today's going to be that day. And it was. So what's up with you, Queen? How your week been going?
It's been going good. I can't complain. I cannot complain. Getting ready to go out of town. Then my cousins, they having her surprise brunch birthday party. So I'll be heading out of town early Saturday morning, and I get a chance to see my sister. I really want to go see my grandma, but, you know, I don't know, because my uncle been in the hospital, and they didn't have him on the COVID flow, and he ain't got COVID. So, you know, I'm kind of like, grandma, come outside with your mask on, and she don't like to wear no mask.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to keep her covered up then, because she don't like to wear it.
Because I can't go away to Polk County and not go see her. Like, there, I just can't.
That'll be weird.
I might not go see everybody else, but I got to see Dora. Got to. But other than that, I'm good. I'm great. I'm very grateful, really, really, really grateful for everything that's going on right now. In my life, my family life, my friends' life, and everything. It's good to see people doing good.
That's right. It's always a positive thing. And anytime we're growing, we're glowing. So, it's good to see people glowing. And I'm going to have another busy weekend myself. So I'm happy that I can keep saying that I'm busy. If it wasn't.
You know what I'm saying? During the pandemic, she is busy.
Correct.
During the pandemic.
Correct. Correct.
Good thing.
I'm happy to actually say that. So, but we're going to go ahead and jump to the show, Queen. So let's talk about these sponsors. What's going on today?
Well, we'd like to thank you for our sponsor, Shelby's Bistro. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro on IG at Shelby's Bistro. Or you can give Shelby a call for any of her catering services at 850-523-0359. Check out Shelby's Bistro today over there on IG. And if you don't know what IG is, that is Instagram. Thank you. Shout out to our other sponsor, J2 Couture, beauty, fashion, cosmetics, all of that wonderful stuff to make you look good wherever you may go. So shout out to J2 Couture as our second sponsor. Catch them over there on IG and Facebook as well. You can also contact them at 850-300-0700. Thanks to our sponsors, and a huge shout out to our team, Freedom Train, Freedom Train Radio. Check out Freedom Train and all of the other podcasts that is on the actually Freedom Train Network. Shout out to Patrick. Shout out to Joe. thank y'all again. Make sure y'all follow Shelby's World as well at Shelby at underscore Shelby's World Podcast on IG. Check us out.
And to piggyback off Queen, we got some really great other podcasters on Freedom Train Radio. If you're looking for history when it comes to, like, Black history, people that you don't know about on a regular basis, you want to check out Joseph Ward's podcast, which is On the Shoulders of Giants. If you're looking for historical hip-hop or new hip-hop or what's going on in hip-hop today, tomorrow, and yesterday, you want to check out Enigma Sub Hour. If you want to know about what's going on in today's history all over the country, all over the world, you want to definitely jump on Lessons from the Screen. And just to get a tidbit of what's happening nationally, from the Black caucus on down to the Black communities, just check out the Freedom Train podcast. Those are the other podcasts that's on our network, along with our wonderful podcast, which is Shelby's World Podcast. They also got some archives on there from some previous podcasters, so check it out. It's always, you know, good to be familiar with where we are, who we deal with, and the fact that we got a no-nonsense channel where it's your content. You can say what you want, do what you want. And I love that about the Freedom Train Radio Network. There's a lot going on there. And if you, whatever podcast sources you listen to podcasts through, you can definitely find us on every last one. Shelby's World Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, whatever. We're on everything. You can definitely find us wherever podcasting is happening. So thank you, Queen, for that wonderful sponsorship.
Thank y'all. Thank the sponsors. Thank y'all.
Yes. And also, because when I piggyback off Queen, I forgot to go on and jump in and talk about our, my look for last week. It was definitely sponsored by one of our sponsors. It was J2 Couture. And my makeup and my unit was from J2 Couture. So check it out. You can go on our IG page. You can go check us out on Freedom Train Radio with Shelby's World, or you can even look on our regular Facebook and Instagram pages and get check out our latest podcast, and you'll see how I look, because we was bomb now. We was bomb.
I'm telling you. Nice. Oh, Lord, this live show. Oh, my God. If y'all didn't check out the live show, I just don't know what y'all will, because y'all missed a great live show.
And we about to jump, and we literally about to jump right into that. So I'm gonna run through our quota then our factor today really quickly, y'all. I'm talking about quickly because we got a lot going on in our live show. We're gonna talk about it today. Give y'all a little bit of a recap of what went down. Our quote of the day is: the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And that is by an unknown author. I repeat that for you again. It says, the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but building the new. And I love that. Queen, what you think of the quote?
I like that. Hey, you got to focus on what you need to focus on. Don't be focusing on all that other crazy stuff. Move forward in life.
We tend to put too much energy into things that ain't helping us. So if it ain't positive and if it ain't for you, let it go.
I'm telling you. Move forward. Cause
let it go.
You stopping your progress when you worried about what the past and stuff. You really stopping yourself from growing. So, you know, just move on, man. Look, I know things ain't always, it's easy said than done, but hey, it might take you a minute, but eventually, you get there and move on.
Eventually, and it's always worth it.
Always
worth it. So that's our quote of the day. Our fact of the day is: did you all know? First of all, the original London Bridge is now in Arizona. Talk about something strange. It was taken apart in 1963 and shipped overseas before being reassembled piece by piece. And this was to help people, to help bring people to the new developing state town. Mm-hmm. They took the London Bridge from London, shipped it piece by piece to the new, to Arizona.
Wow.
And that's on the factsite.com, FACTSITE.com. And I was like, talk about change. The London Bridge ain't even in London no more.
Okay, London. Boy, that must, I want to know, that's where that little riddle come from. London Bridge is falling down. The London Bridge is falling down. Oh, make me wonder, make me wonder.
It's crazy. It's
wow,
really crazy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't think, I was like, okay, well, this is new. This is different. Mm-hmm. This is
that
different.
Is really different. That's something new, yeah. I didn't learn today.
It's always good to learn something new, and that was a definite new one for me because I found that out. I was today years old when I found out that the London Bridge was no longer in London. So, yeah.
And I want to know what they do. They call it the, now since it's in Arizona, do they call it the London Bridge?
They still call it the London Bridge. They still
call
it the London
Bridge. Hey, at least they giving props.
Well, yeah, that's what I say. It's not like people don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go visit Arizona, you'll still find out that that is the London Bridge.
Okay. Well. The London Bridge is falling down.
So, yeah,
and that was in Arizona.
All the way falls right in Arizona. That's exactly where it's falling at. So, yeah, we're going to jump into our recap, y'all. We had, okay, so, Queen, before I say, you know, start talking about what our show actually, you know, how we're going to be doing our concepts for this, because we kind of put more of the concept together that particular day. We thought that we were going to go into a one-day show, a discussion, get all the way through it, but you can't do that with this particular topic. This is a topic that has to be relished on. It's worth, you know, talking about more than once. So, Queen, tell me what you thought about when we started, when we went into this show. Did you like the concept that we put together to get this going? Did you think it was going to turn out to be something that we was going to, you know, get stuck on like this? What you think?
I love the concept. Me being a life coach which deals with relationships, me and my husband will actually be helping people with their relationships and different stuff, that how to build your relationship and grow. So when you talked about it and us actually doing from the last show that we actually done, but we didn't go into details like we did on that show Saturday. So I thought it was a good concept. I love talking about relationships. I love to hear opinions from others and hear other people's experiences and what they done been through in their relationships, past and present. Because, you know, you learn something that you can add into what you got, into your little mixture over there and your little mixing bowl, what you got going on, you and your partner and stuff like that. Some stuff may work for you, some stuff may not, but I just thought it was interesting. It was fun to sit up there. I didn't say much because I was listening. I was listening, but the men, I love their response and everything. Robert was trying to, like, a little shy, but he ended up coming out after he got, I could tell he wasn't too comfortable, but he got comfortable with us real quick. So it was, it was amazing. It was amazing. And the fellas, they was on it. They was on it. Sharika was on it. I love her energy. That's everything. Like, I love when she, see, if you haven't heard the show, go back and hear the show. Because when she said that her and her husband, they could be in the car going back and forth, headed somewhere, before they get out in the car, they say they got to put on their Obama and Michelle face.
Obama face.
That was hilarious. Because I'm like, all of us do that. But for that to be their little inside joke, I love it. 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 Like I just love it. And you can really feel that her and her husband have a strong, beautiful chemistry with one another. They balance each other out, and Robert and his wife as well. You could tell that they all just balance each other out. We got to get our boy Joe with somebody, but you know, all in due time. It ain't no need to rush. All in due time, because I could see that he's going to be a great husband. I could just talking to him, because he want it. He want a family. He want to be married, and he really do want it. So, it was good. Like, I can't wait for the next part. I'm ready for the second part.
It was really, really good.
But it was awesome.
I think that our panel fit perfectly. I do believe. I think that we chose a really good panel to sit there and bring out some of the nuances that actually go on in these relationships and not be afraid to talk about it, because I do think that it takes a bit of warming up to do when you're talking about your spouse. I think that having these conversations aren't always easy. And, you know, for them to be able to come on our podcast and open up, you know, to us about who they are, what they go through in their relationships, I think that was a very brave thing to do, because you still have to go home and be with your partner. You still got to go and be with this person. So I definitely think that they were very respectful in their responses. I think that that with the responses that we got, a lot of the answers that our audience was seeking, whether they knew it or not. You know what I'm saying? Because it was really good. It was a lot. We literally, the table is now prepared for us to go into our next feature, which is going to be really awesome as well. I called this one the meat and potatoes, literally, because we were preparing our table for what's coming up next. We didn't go into this knowing or thinking that this was going to be something we would do again, or, you know, a part two of, but it happened. It really made us want to do it again and have more of this conversation, because it's needed. So I really enjoyed everything. I enjoyed the responses. I took some notes from the show. And I kind of wanted us to talk about those on our show tonight. And one of them was when Joe said, are you trying to have a good relationship or are you trying to win? And when he made that statement during the show, I was like, wait a minute. This is it. And that spoke to me. That said a lot. What did you think about that, Quinn? What did you think about that?
I was just like, wow, are you trying to have a good relationship or are you trying to win? Like, oh, okay, to the single man over here. I hear you.
Right.
But, you know, like, are you trying, like, really, are you trying to win? Because if you're winning, that means your relationship is already good.
Right. So that's not something you even have to question if you're having a good relationship. But it is a question if you're just trying to win and you're not thinking about your relationship.
Yeah.
Are you in this relationship to be in this relationship?
With a million.
Exactly. Are y'all together or are y'all just trying to win? That was a stick out moment for me. I was like, okay.
And with a lot of people, even when we talked about like the social media stuff and how people are on social media, I always call these, I call them the social media relationships. Don't be looking at them social media relationships, because they ain't all what they called up to be on that picture. And that goes back to what Sharika had said when they put on they Obama faces. Because, you know, you have to go through that sometimes. You be in the car, you on your way to a gathering with some family, some friends, And sometimes it be just the stupidest little argument at times. Mm-hmm. I know in my relationship it do, because I'm more the one that'll get pissed off first. that's just me, always been like that. But and he just be like, you really mad? Man, look, don't say nothing to me. But I go in there with a smile. Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah, me and babe. But be looking at him out the corner of my eye, people don't know what's going on. Right. And we just all gravy. But
and you go through that, and we just had, really,
I'm be like this. It's just me pissed off. He good. Me the one pissed off. He good.
I've had times where I've been the one that's like all in the jolly mood, and then I can see the unit all over my partner's face. I'm like, Lord Jesus, now we got to deal with that. So, you know what I'm saying? So I understand, like, the Obama phase, that was a perfect scenario. The Obama phase.
Yes.
To me, when she said that, because she didn't say, to me, when she said that, when you see, when you think about the Obama phase, you would think about when he's standing up, giving one of his speeches or what have you, and he get real serious, and he get that serious look, and that's the look you're getting. Like, okay, all that other crap that we just was going off on about and all of that, that's unnecessary right now because we just got here. So we're going to put a pin in this until later. And then most of the time, once you put that pin in, you almost unsolved it, because now you went in and had such a good time and I had a great evening, you don't even want to deal with it no more.
At all.
But if you go back to it, it's still something that as long as you were able to say, we can put this to the side and we can successfully step away from this without hurting each other's feelings or hurting each other in the process, we winning. That's a winning situation in the relationship.
All day long. All day long. And being able to get over your disagreement quickly and not let them linger. Because I know, like in my marriage, like I say, I always usually be the one that be mad. My husband, when it comes down to him being mad at me, child, I can't really tell you when he never been mad at me. He probably have. I can say this. When we were dating, I know he was mad at me when I didn't, like, man, I don't want to be with you, something like that. But he barely be mad at me about anything. But me, child, please, what? I'll be looking, but I can't hold a grudge because that's just not in my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And when I want to not talk to him, it's like something go on. I got to be like, babe, let me tell you about these people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no choice, but I'd be over there fighting it before I could say something.
Don't want to.
I feel like talking to this Negro. Like, man, look, but I got to tell because this is my best friend. Like, who I'm going to talk to? Even when I was saying, like, he'd be like, if something go on, he'll leave the house and call me, you good now? You ain't upset no more? Because I'm on my way home. We ain't got time for you to be being all upset. I done gave you 4-5 hours to calm down. I done been out here to the country. I'm good. Like, I ain't got time. I ain't coming home for no lip service. You going back and forth. All right, we ain't gonna do that. And he ain't the person to go back and forth with me. That's one thing I can say about this relationship. Me and him is totally different. And that was just me learning from in my last previous relationship, like, okay, this is what I know I'm not going to do. This is what I know I'm not going to tolerate. So I know I had to change, too. So he don't art with me. So that's good, too, because he don't art, and that means it won't go further than it actually then went.
Right.
But I'd be like, well, you can go sleep on the couch because I really ain't got time to sleep. And he didn't told me. I ain't going to sleep on no damn couch. I ain't signed up to sleep on no couch. You better get your butt in bed. Look, I don't care if you be up under another piece of cover, but you ain't sleeping on no couch. I ain't sleeping on no couch because this ain't what we signed up for. I don't care if you like it or don't like it, but we don't sleep on couches. So I end up falling asleep in the chair and eventually I have to get up and get in the bed anyway, but... You know, I can be when it comes to him, I can be very stubborn when it comes to him. But he don't that going back and forth. He Like, he like, I ain't got time. Been there, done that. I'm too old for this. Look, you're going to have to get over it. We could sit here and talk. We could talk it out. But, like I say, it'd be mostly me. It don't be him. It don't be him.
And at least you can acknowledge that, though.
Yeah, I always, people be like, you really? I be like, yeah, my husband is, he laid back. He's a person, he don't like conflict. And you really don't want conflict with him because he used to box. So you don't want conflict with him because that's a whole other side of him that I have not even really witnessed my own self. And I'm kind of happy that I haven't because I didn't heard, and I don't know if I would want to see that side of him.
Right. So, there are certain things you don't want to have to see or know.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's God honest truth. Like, it's just something, look, I like you just like you are. The little bit that I have seen, I'm good with that. I don't want to see the other part.
That's right. That is true.
Rest, but, so, you know, relationship is what you make
it. We know that the actual show detailed a lot about how people are in their relationship and the way they move to prevent certain things from happening in their relationship. You know, learning how to work together to make sure that, let me see, because conflict is resolved, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to bed with attitudes and these things or whatever. You know, just that's a good thing. That showed me on the panel that we do, we know how to work through our situations and make sure as a unit that we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot in black relationships. We're mimicked as people who do not know how to have a relationship. Even though we have some of the most successful relationships, it doesn't always come out that way in society.
Yeah.
They like to pin us as some of the people who argue the most, people who fight the most, people who do this the most, all that. We're looked at as sometimes as a negative entity because as a unit, we're very, very strong people. So that's a problem when you have such a strong unit sometimes. Why do you think, Queen, that black love and the importance of black relationships is undervalued in America?
I think they look at a lot of us being single parents, single moms, single fathers, men in jail, or just all. It's so much. They value our lives. Period. They don't value our lives. Period. So why would they even value our relationship? Because they already feel like we ain't nothing as a human being anyway. So why would they value our relationships and our marriages? And black people we have some great marriages out here. It is a lot of black people out here, couples that's in love, that are great role models for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, a couple of years ago, people was always saying, and this was on social media, what they used to always put on social, relationship goals. And I would see people putting these celebrities and stuff up. I was like, relationship goals with celebrities? I'm like, man, I got my auntie and my uncle that been together for years. My uncle passed away. Just like you was talking about how your aunt and your uncle was with one another and how they still married and how you actually seen them go from having little to having a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I seen that, and I believe all of us have seen that at somewhere in our lifespan. We all have actually witnessed that, even if it was our own parents, ourselves, or either Your parents might not be together, but they had a successful right. relationship with the people that they are with now. So I seen that with my one of my friends that I grew up with, the Wiggins, Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins, the Aaron Crosby parents, watching them. So I had this, even though my mom was a single mom for a while, I had that when my stepdad came, even watching them, because they done been together. Ooh, look, I think my parents done been together now over 20-some years now. They have. Even watching them and seeing where they came from as just dating one another to actually being married to one another. So right. we have a lot of positive relationships out here. Mm-hmm. It's just some people view relationships on material stuff, and look, you can't view relationships on material and what people got, because really you don't know what those people done actually been through
to even get that
and the hardship that they didn't actually had to go through. Like I tell right. people, I'm one of those people, I love to see, I always root for the underdog. Always. Always. Because I done seen some underdogs that then came up out the trenches only and now they winning.
Right.
They are winning. I always root for the underdog. And I have seen a lot of relationships from friends. You know, people look at us. Even after we did the show, I was thinking about, you know, people going to watch this show. You got some older people. People might be looking like, they young. Like, what they know about relationships.
Right.
But age don't have nothing to do with it.
No, because we experience things just like they do.
Yeah, age don't have nothing to do with it at all. This young couple can teach you this old couple about some things, and vice versa. But I had some good role models to actually watch, so I would know and value my relationship and other people that's around me and their relationships and stuff. Like I say, it was a learning experience. Sitting there listening to everybody, even listening to Joe with him being a single man and knowing what he wants.
Yep.
And
but you know what was a good question with that when Sharika asked him? She said, okay, if I come to you and you got this list of 10 items and I meet 7 items on your list, I meet your criteria and I'm short three, does that delineate me or eliminate me from you giving me a try? And he said, no. And you know what? I thought that was a really good response because I was... With him having such a dynamic idea of what he's looking for in a person, I'm glad that he was willing to say, I'm not limiting myself to what I'm looking for in a person, but those are the things that are going to stand out to me. That's what I want.
And that was funny to even know that he had a list being a male. I never heard had a list.
I was too tickled. So that was a breakthrough for me, though, because it let me know that that men have some of the same obstacles. They go through some of the same obstacles we go through in love just as well.
Yeah. So he said he had a list. I was like, my dog said he got a list? A list? I was like, okay, Joe. Come on through with the list. But I will say this.
I guess
that list. I know as a female, we all had a list at some point.
Right. At one point.
Everything ain't gonna get. You ain't gonna get everything on that list. Now you got to compromise somewhere. You gonna have to bend a little somewhere. And I like what Sharika said, and I agree with her because that's the way I feel too. Don't be putting these expectations on these men and these relationships when you don't even have those expectations for your own self.
Right.
I never understood why women do that. And it ain't all women, it's some. I never understood that. You want this man to have this and this and this and that. His own car, his own house. You want him to have this type of money in the bank. Do you have those things? You have those things? You want that man... That man ain't going to be worried about you if you don't have them things, because men think the same way. And so that's what I always say. I know because I didn't live this I didn't date the two guys that made over, they was in the six-figure range. But since I wasn't up there with them, they liked with me, but they ain't like me enough. I need they almost treated me like I had to get on their level, but like I always say, baby, I know I'm a prize. You better ask somebody. them same two. Boy, when I got married, they was like, "What, man? I let you go. I should have married you. You should have." But see, I went on your level when it came down to your tax bracket and where you was financially. I had my 5-year plan, and one of them say, "Girl, you told me when me and you was dating that you was gonna do everything that you're doing. Now I am so proud of you." I said, "Yeah, but you ain't really. You, I told you, but you ain't believe it. You ain't believe it." But thank you for the compliment. Now get out my inbox. Now get out my inbox. Cause we ain't got no conversation. I'm married now. You had me. But get up out my inbox. I ain't got no conversation.
Don't wanna get out. Go on get out.
Thank you for the compliment though. Thank you. But go on get out. But now you look at me because now you see that I'm going somewhere. Yeah. So not no. Mm-mm. But I got a lot of respect for Joe. I always have. But when he said that list, I was like, look, my boy know what he wants.
He know what he wants.
And he ain't taking less. And he don't supposed to.
Nope.
He don't supposed to. So I'm telling you, like, I can't wait to next week for this show, for this next part, because it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's gonna be
so
really
y'all
good.
Go back and watch. Go on, catch up so you can be ready for next week.
We'll definitely put the link on the IG. Well, if you follow our IG page, you can definitely go check it out. If you follow me, myself, Shelby Davis, or Queen Candace Johnson on Facebook, you can definitely check it out on there as well. But it's, our IG page is open to the public, so you could definitely go get on there, or you could go listen to it on our webpage as well. You know, we connect it.
Mm-hmm.
So
all day, every day, y'all.
So, Queen, what are anything else you wanted to holler at with the people today? I said we're gonna get through our show today pretty quickly because I don't want to talk about too much about the relationship aspect. And then we start talking about next week's show. But I do want to leave y'all with this information before Queen do talk and jump into what she wants to say. If you have any questions, anything that you did not want to ask on air, or you are thinking of them now that we didn't discuss on our show, email us at It's the loop4@gmail.com. That's ITSTHELOOP4@gmail.com. And give us any of those questions, comments, feedback, whatever you have, we'll be looking out. And we're willing to definitely put those questions out there on the panel. You can send them to our DM as well on Instagram. You know, we want to hear from y'all. We definitely want to hear from y'all. What's up, Queen?
Hey, y'all just take care of yourselves. Get ready for next week's show. Go back and listen to the show. And, man, just stay positive. Look, it's still a lot going on out here, but you stay focused on what you need to stay focused on and your goals and where you're trying to go, and watch it happen. Once you stay when you stay focused on yourself, everything come together. So, you know, stay positive until next week, y'all. We love y'all. We like y'all. All that good stuff. Hey, put a smile on somebody's face or put a smile on your own face. Just go in the mirror and say, girl, you beautiful today.
That's real. Keep yourself lifted up because, for one, if you can't accept yourself lifting you up, you're definitely going to have a hard time accepting somebody else doing it. So
that's
be
true.
Your biggest fan, be your biggest cheerleader, be your biggest support system, and everything else will fall in place.
True that.
So, y'all, that's our show for the day. Y'all stay safe out there. Y'all stay tuned. Check us out next Wednesday at 6:45 p.m. on Instagram Live at _ Shelby's World Podcast. You can also check it out on Facebook Live. It'll be on Shelby Davis's page or Queen Candace Johnson Plant's page. We're not going to do too much else with Facebook. We're just going to share a little bit of this on Facebook. We're not creating a Facebook page and all of that. Y'all can find us on our web page if you're looking for us outside of Instagram. That's just that, because we want our traffic to go there. That's where our network is. So you can follow us and get all the information you need from us from our web page. Y'all have a wonderful week. Enjoy the rest of it, and we'll see y'all back next Wednesday. Queen, take care. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye.